Technology. It's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun. It can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. Full-time farmers and ranchers are more likely than other groups to buy their own health insurance. And that means rural communities may see a greater impact from the Affordable Care Act than others. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports from Iowa.
Every Tuesday in this church kitchen in Ames, Marilyn Anderson helps people find the milk, eggs, and other local foods they've ordered from a service called Farm to Folk. Anderson's part-time job here has no benefits. She also raises goats and llamas for their wool. Like many people who work in agriculture, Anderson doesn't have health insurance through an employer.
Right now I have health insurance through my husband's job, but that is going to end when he retires in a few months, and so I've just begun a search for some health insurance for myself.
She'll be joining many farmers and ranchers who buy individual health insurance. John Bailey has studied this issue at the Center for Rural Affairs in Lyons, Nebraska. He says nationally about 36% of farmers and ranchers buy health insurance as individuals. Only 5% of all Americans get it that way.
Pretty much when we have to go to the doctor, we just pay that expense out of our pocket.
Anne Franzenberg farms row crops, vegetables, and cut flowers full-time with her husband in Van Horn, Iowa. She buys a family policy through the Farm Bureau. She chooses a high-deductible plan paired with a health savings account. So when grain sales are up, for example, she puts more in the account. Even though her healthy family of five hasn't had major medical needs, it's expensive.
Health insurance is a giant chunk out of, you know, what we have to pay in our budget every year.
As the Affordable Care Act is implemented, a greater percent of people in rural communities will feel its reach. David Lyons is CEO of Co-Opportunity Health, a new co-op health insurance carrier which plans to offer insurance in Iowa and Nebraska. He says co-ops may especially appeal to rural residents because the co-op model is familiar. Lyons cites rural electric co-ops and grain co-ops as examples. He says Co-Opportunity Health wants farmer members so it can leverage their risk management expertise.
We represent a model that they're very comfortable with in an industry that they're pretty uncomfortable with.
He says Co-Opportunity's members will figure out themselves how to reduce healthcare costs, perhaps by focusing on prevention. And then members and doctors will all share in the savings. The law also has provisions to help new players compete against the biggest insurers. In Iowa, that's Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. From its sleek, modern downtown headquarters in Des Moines, Wellmark covers most individuals in the state, including the Farm Bureau member policies. Director of Actuarial Services Pat Ryan says there's no distinction between rural and urban in policies. As the new law goes into effect, though, he says more risk is shared across more people, which will impact rates.
Any given person, depending on where they're being rated at today, could see an increase or decrease.
Anne Franzenberg is already quite familiar with rate increases. Last year, her family's policy went up 12%, and on April 1st, it's going up another 13%.
And I don't frankly see it getting any better.
But she says whatever it costs, they can't go without it.
It's never been an option for us not to have health insurance.
Farming comes with risk, of course. Health insurance is just becoming a bigger unknown in the equation. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Enzymes have a number of commercial applications. For example, they could be used in agriculture to improve soil quality. But they can also become unstable under certain environmental conditions, such as high pH or low moisture. Researchers Katie and Brian Thompson of the University of Missouri started a company a few years ago that gets to this issue. The husband and wife team developed a technology that stabilizes enzymes. KBIA's Meredith Turk reports on how the company was able to start up and expand their market.
So this is the lab. This is Brian Thompson and Brittany Engel.
Katie and Brian Thompson are showing me around their new company, Elemental Enzymes. On the left is the molecular side of the lab with test tubes and beakers. On the right are rows of soil and plants for testing.
I'll see if I can't break this down a little bit simply. So how
Katie describes their technology like this. Imagine each enzyme in the world like a Pac-Man. You know, the little yellow circles munching dots while avoiding ghosts in the video game? They exist on their own and can eat or be eaten by other enzymes. They can also fall apart naturally under intense conditions. This causes them to lose their power. The Thompsons are working to make enzymes better by attaching them to more stable molecules. In turn, they become stronger and can keep working.
Enzymes really are the workhorses of life. I mean, they are the proteins that help you carry out all the chemical reactions in your body.
At the beginning, the market opportunities seemed endless for the company.
Almost everyone we meet had an idea about how we could use an enzyme in a different market. And we're still getting those ideas.
Brian says mentor and investment programs in Missouri helped them find a focus quickly.
I don't think we would ever be out here running a company right now. And plus the development cycle, maybe where we're at now would take us an additional 3 years to get to without the assistance of the different groups.
Paul Bateson was one of the commercialization counselors who helped them establish their market. He works at the Small Business Technology Development Center in Columbia.
They came to us early on and said, hey, we're getting some sniffs around this. The ag industry, we don't know much about it. And so we kind of were the ones that provided them the initial information for them to explore that market.
The Kauffman Foundation ranks entrepreneurship in each state every year. Historically, Missouri has ranked near the top in the country for research, but near the bottom for commercializing that research. Missouri rose from 49th to 6th in the country as a place for commercialization because of recent investments. The state's economic development agencies help connect companies to needed capital in industries like agriculture. Jason Hall is the Department of Economic Development's deputy director.
Those are areas where Missouri has a strong research base, and that it creates an environment where the companies that are be created out of that research are more likely to stay here.
We just took down a whole bank of plants and we're replanting.
The Thompsons work with agriculture contacts they made in the Midwest for guidance, since they're creating products in a field they've never seen. Brian Thompson says it makes a lot of sense to develop the company in the agriculture industry. Elemental Enzymes is working on many other applications for its technology, including reducing toxins in soil and air.
There's at least four major twists we can do on our technology to attack other markets, and it would just be too much to handle if we tried them right now, but they're very exciting. This company could continue to grow for a very long time.
Elemental Enzymes is a four-person company now, but Brian says he anticipates needing to hire more people soon and quickly. Meredith Turk, KBIA News.
And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. To listen to these stories again, just visit our website, kbia.org. I'm Raymond Tungekar. Thanks for listening.